God's good all the time. You may be seated. Thanks, guys. Turn the house lights on. Fantastic. Muso singers, great job. Thank you. You may take your seats this morning. Yeah, come on. Let's give our musos a hand. And our singers, they do a good job. Even on Father's Day, they're here at 8 o'clock in the morning. Fantastic. They deserve all the applause. My job's relatively easy in that sense. You know, last week we had Leap into Spring, our missions offering for overseas, missions being the old term, I guess. And I thought it would be good to share where we're up to on that. Anyone would like to know? And I don't know where the music team, maybe they could join me quickly. You know, before I give you that announcement, the music team comes straight out. That'd be fantastic. So, statistics. I've got some stats. I was looking for some good news. And for 2012 so far, Kids Church in the last 6 months has increased in attendance 35%. Wow, that's a good stat. How cool is that? Connect groups, as we know, the leaders know anyway, but I don't think I've shared it with the whole church. Connect groups have increased a staggering 68% this year. So if you're not in a connect group, it's the place to be. Mary, you enjoy your connect group, don't you? Very much. Very much. Oh, my life has changed. Fantastic. Who loves having Mary at our church? So good, hey? You know, and welcome back, our Filipino friend. You are Filipino, right? Yeah, welcome. He's come back from Nito, that's right, from back now. Anyway, and I know all the visitors here, fantastic. You know, I was going to say, so with our faith promises for Leap into Spring, our local, for those who are, for our local and international support, we take up a miracle offering, which we did last week. We always leap into spring. So on the last Sunday of August, because it's Father's Day, the one after, we do this offering. We did a cash offering, and we also do faith promises. You can still be a part of this if you're part of our church. We'd like them to be, wouldn't we, church? So you can still be a part of this. If you need ushers, be ready after church in case people, please grab some of these, at least some of these faith promise cards, or some of the packs, wherever they are, and that'd be great if you need one of those still. But at the moment, we have raised, well, the promises are still coming in, but you're all good. You're all going to honour your promises, right? We're all going to honour our promises. $52,089. So, it looks like, as a church, we're going to be... We've got some administration to work this out. My board's going to be busy, and some of the staff. But it looks like we're actually going to be establishing a school. We're going to be able to feed the orphanage children. It looks like we're going to be able to maybe even possibly send Roy or Jane back to Southeast Asia to make sure we're doing the right thing with the child. Are we doing the right thing with the child soldiers? For every child soldier that goes to school, they do not have to be. If they get enrolled in school, the Rebel Army will not put them into child. They won't be going to the child soldier program. So that's good, isn't it? What an amazing achievement! Let's give ourselves a hand and then give God a hand. Thank you, God. Excellent. Well, happy Father's Day to all the dads here. Who got breakfast in bed? Does that still happen? So a few people got breakfast in bed. Jacques, I think you might be the only one. Well, everyone else were at church. I don't know. But anyway, I want to share with you, in the time I have left, I feel like I've forgotten something. Have I done everything? Yeah, I'm pretty much done. Where's have I done everything? Remind me if I haven't. Romans 8:28. We've got the offering. We nearly forgot the offering. We should do that. Let's do the offering. Let's do that straight away. Let's put our tithes and offerings in this morning. Thanks. Let's do that and watch our announcements quickly. Fantastic.
got minutes when it's going to be $5 entry. We've got games, giveaways, everything's going on. So come down, it's going to be an awesome night. See you there.
Romans 8, 28. And we'll get ready for the clip just in a second too. Thanks, Jess. For we know, say we know. For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. To those, what does it say next? Who are the called. According to his purpose. You know, we've been singing about this morning. What makes the difference between one man to the next is that we know that we are called according to the purposes of God. God's got a purpose for each and every one of us. And now when we lock into his purpose for our lives, there is so much more. Vitality benefit to our lives. It's incredible. We won't know that unless we have a relationship with God. But I thought just to start this morning, I've got a clip of a father and son. This is set in a coal mining town. It's 1957, and the only future the son Homer has is to become a coal miner like his dad, except he's not wired that way. Let's watch the clip.
You let me out?
What are they doing charging old up for that kind of a pump?
Yeah, I want to salvage something up here.
Hey, dear. Hey,
Homer.
I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate what you did for me. I know it wasn't easy for you, so thank you. Hey, we're shooting off our last rocket day at 5 o'clock, so if you'd like to come see it.
I got a lot of work to do.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd ask.
Here you met your big hero. Didn't even know it.
I know you and me don't exactly see eye to eye on certain things. I mean, yeah, we don't see eye to eye on just about anything. But, Dad, I come to believe that I got it in me to be somebody in this world. And it's not because I'm so different from you either. It's because I'm the same. I mean, I can be just as hard-headed and just as tough. I only hope I can be as good a man as you are. I mean, sure. Dr. Von Braun's a great scientist, but he isn't my hero.
Thanks. At the crucial moment, the father says to his son, "Looks like you met your big hero and you didn't even know it." There are so many times as a dad, I have felt like I have missed it. Is there any other dads out there that feel like they've missed it a few times with their kids? Come on, just give me some support here. All of us, I'm guessing. But what is brilliant about this clip is the way Homer responds by simply saying, "He's not my hero." You see, Homer was building rockets with scientists that happened to be in town because they had the room, and it was the start of the satellites back in 1957. And Homer wanted to be, he was more a geeky kind of guy and wanted to actually be a rocket builder. He didn't want to be a coal miner. His dad couldn't get his head around it. It was in the 50s and 60s. Well, we were all a stubborn lot, us men. And so, but in the end, it just, all Homer was glad of, that at least he had his dad. And if you don't have your dad here this morning, I'm going to get to that as well. Because we have a father that we can all be united with, that actually sent his son to the most incredible thing that could ever happen, and that he actually made us, he sent his son to earth so that every single person here, woman or man or young person, child, it doesn't matter. Because the Father in heaven that created every single one of us, no matter of our family circumstance today, he has sent his son that we may have a relationship with him, that we may build our greatest life because of God in our life. It's a bonus if we have our Father, but it's not essential. Here's some statistics from the US Census Bureau, the latest statistics. 24 million children live apart from their biological fathers, 33% in the US. These are very similar stats to Australia. Afro-Americans, 64% live apart from their fathers. In 1960, only 11% of kids live without their dads in the whole of the United States. This is what the Bureau said. Not me, this is what the Bureau said at the end of their statistic building exercise. This is what they said. The trend is not encouraging, particularly when it is well known that children without their dads are 2 to 3 times more likely to be poor, to use drugs, experience educational, health, emotional and behavioural problems, and engage in criminal behaviour. Parents mess up with their kids, even good ones. Kids mess up, even good ones. Grandparents must mess up, even the best ones. But I want to say this. Let's put it up on the screen this morning, because we know that the Word of God is true. We know that the Word of God has meaning for our life, and I am convinced, the Bible says, that nothing can separate us from His love. Death can't, and life can't, the angels can't, and the demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. You know what is particularly inspiring about this verse to me? Whether you have a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, or you don't have any family at all, you can know the love of God. You can know the love of God. Just like Homer, God has made you with a dream in your heart, which you can follow. God has given you certain skills and abilities which help you to do things that you like. It's okay to be you. God encourages us to be who we are. We don't have to be like somebody else. He's made us the way we are to make a difference, because He's given us certain talents. That as I started, that as we live according to His purpose for our life, we can have complete success in our lives. That doesn't mean we're not going to have issues and problems. Who knows that as you get older, there's just always challenges and things. You know, I'm saying that because when you're young, you kind of just cruise through life. But as you get a bit older, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be things that we face. But it's going to be all right. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's going to be okay. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. To those who are the called, it says actually, I've missed a word out, according to His purpose. Whatever hand life has dealt you, you can get through it. God foreknew that we needed His help in this life. Let me go back to you. And we know that all things work together for good. we know. We do not just think so. When we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not kind of, I hope it's going to turn out all right. I wonder if it's going to turn all right. What about if I do this? It's, we know that everything's going to be all right. We know that all things work together. There's a scripture that this refers to, and it's in verse 31 of the same chapter of Romans 8. Let me read it to you. What can we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can even be against us? Since God did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't God who gave us Christ also give us everything else? If God did not spare his best, God did not spare his best, he gave it for us. He gave it for you and I. He did it so that we can be redeemed as a people. How much more will he give us everything that is needed to make our redemption complete? That we are on this planet to actually serve the living God. We are on this planet that when we accept what he has done for us on the cross, and that he has done the job for us, there's nothing we need to do. That would be religion. Religion's boring. Religion's old-fashioned. Religion means that you've got to do things a certain way. God gives you the freedom and the liberty to be who you are. He helps us through our life so that at the end of our life we go to be with him and we rejoice together. And God the Father did not have a short-term view for his one and only Son. Quite the contrary. The Father had you in his sights from the moment that you were born. And no matter what you may be going through, you can get through it. I say that again, no matter what you may be going through, you can get through it. No matter what you are going through. Some situations are really difficult, but no matter what you are going through, when you hang on to the living God, you will get through it. You will get through it. You will get through it. Some of us had the privilege, some of us men, when we went to Real Men a few weeks ago, had the privilege of hearing Phil and Heather Baker, and Heather was describing, now that Phil Baker's had a massive brain tumour and is trying to recover, and he's still not there. I remember my son saying, I didn't realise how bad he was affected when we got home. How do Heather and the family get through? There is a love so strong, so real, that we know it, really know it. Of all the people that they were with over the couple of years, rehabilitation, Heather's stuck by her husband, or it didn't work out for the others, they couldn't handle it. But when you have God in your life, you can handle anything. You can get through it. And they are. What courage. No matter what emotions, no matter what's going on, they will get through it. Let me read you from Romans 8:37. I've got the last part of this to show on the screen. There is a love so strong, so real, so secure that we know it. We really know it. No matter what tragedy, calamity, persecution, danger, hunger, cold, or even if we face death. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And in this sense, it really doesn't matter whether you have parents or not. Because when you have the love of God, you have all you need to make your life count. Sure, it's great to have the Father's love. Homer knew his dad, had it somewhere in his heart for him, and thanked him for it But a natural father's love does not last forever. We die. I lost my own natural father 20 years ago now. And at times I miss him. At times my wife actually says to me, "You're just like your father." Does anyone else get that? Normally when I'm doing something that's just kind of bizarre. But when you know, when you really know your Father in Heaven's love for you, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ. You know why? It's agape love. It's the kind of love that only God can give us. It's not a natural love. It's that knowing love. It's that everything's going to be okay love. It's the love that enables Heather to keep going with and see Phil recover from year to year. And you know what? God has so much he wants to accomplish through us. Allow me to list some things that Romans talks about in this passage of Scripture. We're going to put them on the screen, in fact. Tribulation. You know, tribulation is used 37 times in the New Testament about the devil coming and trying to afflict us. You know you're doing some good stuff, men and women, if the devil's actually trying to get at you. You know that you're on the right track because you will overcome. Keep going. Don't allow. Get together with some other people. God will get you through it. Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. By faith, others endured all these things, the Bible goes on to say. You know, Job endured. Wow, what a dad. The devil tried to destroy his faith by killing his family, wrecking his business and all his properties. But Job had something far greater inside his heart, the love of God. You know what the Bible says about real men? They have received God's approval because of their faith, yet none of them have received all that God had promised. Hebrews 11:39. They haven't received everything they have promised because we don't get to see all the grandchildren and all the people that we've affected when we have them according to his purpose in our hearts. Because when we have the according to his purpose, we will leave a legacy for those that go after us. There is power in the word of God that actually creates momentum even once we have gone. Shane's a testimony to that. Albie Nartai, we knew him well in this church. He's going on for God, and his kids will go on for God. Real man. See, real men are solid. If you've got a man next to you, say, "Be solid." See, no matter what is thrown at you, no matter what stands in your way, no matter what opposition comes, when you make a decision, you stand by it and you see God through it. We've gone through it. We don't back down. We don't cower, the Bible says. We actually stand. And if we have to fight, we fight. If we have to pray, we pray for our families. If we have to endure, we endure. Daniel endured. Noah endured. Abraham, against all the odds, endured. Joseph endured. David endured. By faith, others endured. Phil and Heather Baker are enduring. Greg Moore, you are an enduring man, and God is going to bring blessing into your world. He's enduring through the business situation at the moment. Ian Bloys, you endure through every situation and trial because you're going to be a man that is actually stands and knows that your relationship that you have with God is going to hold you in good stead all the days of your life. Men and ladies, I'm not just referring to men, but since it's Father's Day, people enduring, Richard Wilkinson, what a solid man of God you are. Dave, you just keep working, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, Dave. Look what it says next. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. The major difference between you and the next person is your love for God. God isn't interested so much in whether you are going to be a coal miner or a rocket launcher. He is deeply interested in sharing Christ's love with you. And the things you achieve through your faith have meaning beyond your lifetime or even your son's lifetime. We know all things work together for good. To those who love God, to those who live according to the purposes of God. It's the prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, I don't know any son or any man that doesn't love a hero. Well, I tell you what, we've got an amazing hero in the Son of God. We've got someone who we can all go, you know what? That's pretty heroic. You know what? That's pretty brave. But not only that, before he died, wow, the miracles that he did to show us that we can have his kind of life and make a difference in this world before we get to be with our Maker. When Homer's dad said, "Looks like you found your big hero then," he was gutted, thinking it was going to be someone other than himself. And that is exactly the way it is meant to play out in the perfect family. If you have a great dad, you are blessed. If your dad's here this morning, why don't you just afterwards say, "I'm blessed to have you." If you're still a part of the family, the father's still in the family, you are a blessed person. You are blessed. But you know what? If you are part of the family of God, you are blessed. If you are part of the bigger family of God, it doesn't matter whether you have your own father or not, doesn't matter whether you have family at all, you are a blessed person because you have the family that is with you all the days of this life and through to eternity. You get to celebrate not only here on earth, but you get to celebrate with them forever. Created for his purpose. Wow, we should be going on missions trips together. Don't you think? We should be doing stuff together that real men do. To aid the rest of society that's not as well off as us. There's so many things we can do as a family of God. It gives us purpose. We're a Christian people. Well, the suicide rate's going to go down tremendously. There's so many things that get affected once we have the love of God in our heart. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. We know. Yana, please come. We don't just think so, hope so, pray so. We know that no matter what is happening in our life, God's going to get us through it. We know all things work together for good. Regardless of what we face, we know that whether good or evil come our way, together with God, it is going to turn out for the good in the end. Because when we are called according to his purpose, no matter what is thrown our way, the eternal purposes of God in Christ Jesus will come to pass in our lives. The truth is, male or female, we can all be heroes for the kingdom of God. Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? want to pray this morning. And I want to give an opportunity to, for those who may not know God here, or may want to recommit their lives, to just take this opportunity before we close our service. You know, Jesus delivers. Real men replicate Jesus. We all share the same dad, in actual fact. From the very beginning, we all have the same seed. He has placed eternity in each of our hearts. If you're here today and you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life, I want to give you an opportunity to do that this morning. If you're here this morning and you've received Jesus some time ago, but you've never had a personal relationship with God, or you're backslidden from Him, why don't you say this morning a prayer with me? You know, it's about actually saying the prayer and allowing God into your heart and being connected to the family of God. Saying, yeah, I'm going to make my life purposeful. That's what this scripture is all about. According to His purpose, we live our lives. And so we won't just make a decision, but we'll join the family. If this is not going to be your family because you're visiting, that's fine. You can join any family around the world. They're everywhere. God loves you. His desire is to put your purposes in His heart. You can be you. You can have freedom. It's completely wrong. It's been a lie for too long that you'll have to do this and you'll have to do that. Why don't you just allow God just to just be a loving God to you? All the other stuff can get worked out along the journey. So if you're here this morning, you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life, or you're here today and you know you're away from God, you need to come back to Him, recommit your life, would you please, on the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it, and you can pop it down again. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone this morning who say, yeah, I need to reconnect my life with God? I need to make that commitment. Just let me see your head. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Awesome. Awesome. Isn't it great, church, that we can know the love of God? Isn't it great that we can have so much purpose? But I would encourage us all, those of us that are Christians, those of us that know God's love, that we actually do the things that God's called us to do with our life. Will you make your life count this Father's Day? You say, yeah, I'm going to live according to your purpose for my life, Lord. The called. We are called to serve the purposes of God. So Father, today I pray for every person on this Father's Day that you bless them, Father. You encourage them, Father. Lord, you share your love with them, and that together as His house we would celebrate you, enjoy you, and be your witnesses wherever we go, in Jesus' name. God's people said, amen. His love never fails. You know what? That third song. What was that third song we sang? Is that the one? Is that how it goes? Love endures, isn't it? Let's sing that song to finish this morning. Let's do that.